sitting in first place. And jokingly, you haven't won in a shootout, Jerry. You guys are 0-3. That's the only negative on the season for the Barons so far.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a different part of the game. Obviously, I think that shootouts. I don't know how to put it. I like the format that we have now in the overtime. I think that 7 minutes and then we fall to 3-on-3 here in the American Hockey League. It's been good for the league, and then we go to a shootout. We haven't had the good fortune that we wanted, but it's something that we're working on.
And you know what? You've only had 3 games go to the shootout, so I'm not sure as a coach if you'd really spend that much extra time in practice on it, would you?
Well, you know what? You don't spend time in practice, but after practice, you... You see, you know, you'll do different things, different moves. You work on it. You work on different techniques, and guys do it. But it always seems that during practice, when you kind of do it after, it's always the guys that have no goals or have a certain move. And you've used those guys before, but hopefully they score when they get the opportunity.
Jerry, for your team, I guess a little bit of a slump here in the fact you've lost 2 games in a row and only scored one goal in those 2 games. Just give me your thoughts on the past weekend. Well, I guess 2 out of 3 because you did win in Iowa. But the Friday and Saturday night games, what was lacking in your offense?
Well, I think we had some good looks. We ran into 2 hot goaltenders, and you know, we didn't allow many goals against either. Like in that first game, was a little bit of a heartbreaker. I thought we played well in the first period. We came out in Chicago and took it to them a little bit. We didn't get the results, obviously. Their goalie played well. And then second period, kind of an evenly played as much as the third period. It went back and forth. We had some good looks. They had some good looks. Brose was good. We just couldn't find the back of the net. They scored late. A little bit of a heartbreaker. But I like the way we played on the weekend. I thought then we go into a little bit of a hostile building in Rockford. You know, we come out. They blitz us a little bit. We respond well in the second. We had some good looks. We get it to 2-1. They score a goal off a deflection where it hits our D-man stick in front of the net. But I thought we competed well systematically. I thought we played well. And I think every team at some point in the year has to have a little bump in the road to see how you deal with adversity in an individual way, as a team, how everybody kind of responds to it. And I think we responded well on Sunday. We went out. It was a hard-fought game. Both teams hadn't won on the weekend yet. Third game in 2.5 days. I thought we competed. I thought the pace of the play was good. Execution was a little bit off, but very feisty game. We had 3 fights in the game, a lot of stuff after the whistles. But I liked the way we competed on the weekend.
In those 3 games in 2.5 days, Lauren Brossoit played all 3 in between the pipes. Richard Bachman, of course, up with the orders. Tyler Bunns, the backup. And I was looking. I'm pretty sure that's the first time Brossoit has played 3 games in 2.5 days. And, you know, I looked at his numbers. Pretty good. What did you say or see above the numbers? Did his play match them or was he even better?
He gave us a chance to win in every game. You know, he was big. You know, he's been... At the beginning of the season, a little bit, you know, shaky, and then got really well when he took the net when Box got hurt, came back, had a couple of good games. But I think his last 5 games have been solid. He's performed well. He's not many wasted movements in the net. He's squaring up well to the shooter. He's doing a lot of good things. And when he's on, his rebound control is on. So, and then that's been a good part. But he gave us a chance in all 3 games on the weekend. He came up big on Sunday. We had a couple of breakdowns defensively. And when we needed him, he was there to make those saves. So,
you've seen him from last season when he only played a brief handful of games. Now he's got 28 games under his belt. You know, save percentage at .919, which is very respectable in the American Hockey League. Just talk about his development as a goaltender, Jerry, and what have you seen the biggest improvement from last year until now?
I think he's not as busy in the net. His movements are more fluid, he's not out of control, and the result that affects some of the other areas of his game, his rebound control, being square to the shooter, being prepared, following the pass across, everything that it takes, you know, and he's a young guy still. He gets better. He works hard in practice. I think him and Box had a nice competition when Box was here. So, he's taking the ball. He likes to be a horse. He likes to get in there and play every game and, you know, fight for the net. And now's his opportunity. He's played well. Hopefully he can just continue to do that.
I like how you mentioned he's young, because I agree. I know people in Edmonton, you know, they're in dire need of looking for that next future goaltender. Hey, maybe Brassois is ready. And we see with Anton Lander and so many other guys, having more developmental time in the American League will be better long-term than rushing him to the NHL.
Yes, yes, I think so. And I think as an organization, that's what we did, putting him in the ECHL, giving him the net, just getting his confidence. You know, as it gets closer and closer to your net, it takes more and more time to develop, especially young. Goaltending is probably one of the toughest positions in hockey to play. And, you know, understanding the game and angles and players and preparing them for the different paces and shots and the pace of play. You know, he's getting better. He's still needs time down here to develop and continue to grow as a player and a goalie.
Jerry Fleming, head coach of the OKC Barons, joins us. Jerry, a few other guys. Curtis Hamilton. How has his season progressed? I know he got off to a good start. Has he been able to maintain his consistent play?
Well, I think when he went to the Spangler, which was used for him, I think when he came back, for whatever reason, he had a couple of off games, but his game is definitely back to where it was at the beginning of the season. He scored the game winner in Iowa the other night, knocked down a puck coming across the middle, and, you know, quick release, top corner. He's playing well. You know, we're down bodies right now. He's a big part of that room. His leadership capabilities have come through more. That you could always see it, but I think this year you've noticed more. He's taken on more of that leadership responsibility. He's getting better along the walls. He's taking the pucks to those hard areas of the ice. So there's a lot of upside, and hopefully, again, here's another guy that you know, it takes a little time to get your confidence, get your feel, all the above. And Curtis is a guy that is getting better daily.
You have so many injuries. You're only dressed 17 skaters on Sunday against Texas. What's the update? Anybody coming back by the weekend?
I don't think so. I think we may have to. We lost a guy today. Steve Pinzotto had surgery on his knee, so he'll be out for another anywhere between 4 to 6 weeks, depending on his recovery time. But, yeah, so I think we may have to call up one other guy. We'll talk to Todd and Craig and Scott over the next couple of days and see where we're at with our numbers.
Okay. Now, Pinizotto's a player who we saw in Edmonton, very robust guy, you know, a real quality veteran AHLer. And, you know, you've lost a lot of your experience up to Edmonton right now, which I know is kind of the job of the American League team is to prepare those guys. But who's been able to maybe step up in the absence of so many of your leaders being gone to either injury or up to the NHL?
Well, Jason Williams is a big part of our team, our leadership core, and he's been around. But I think, again, I mentioned Curtis, Brandon Davison, Brad Hunt. We've got a lot of guys that really aren't old, and but, you know, maybe their second or third year, and they've taken on that responsibility, which is always a good sign. You really see, like I said, when you go through points of adversity, who's going to take the torch and run with it. And there's been a lot of guys that step up to the plate. So I don't think that's been an issue. I think these guys play for one another. I think they compete. And that's half the battle as far as leadership goes. I think it's guys coming together as a collective group and leading each other and policing each other and holding each other accountable on the ice.
I'm looking at Bogdan Yakimov, and I know that the goals haven't necessarily been there as much, Jerry, but I'm, you know, at least this last weekend, you know, in three games, he has nine shots on goal. Is he starting to generate more offense, even though it's not necessarily resulting in points?
Well, over the last 6 weeks, I think Bo's offense numbers have gone up. I think when he was playing with Euro likes to shoot the puck, so you might not have seen his shot numbers as high as you'd like to because they were on the same line. But now that Euro's up there, I think he's firing the puck more. He's had some good looks, and I may have mentioned this earlier, but over the course of the weekend, we ran into two hot goaltenders. They were stars, Rockford and in Chicago. Both goaltenders were stars of the night. We had some good looks. They made some saves, and sometimes you're going to run into hot goalies too. But I like the progression of his play. He's got to get quicker when he gets the puck as far as that explosiveness. He does it. He can skate well without the puck. It's just that he's got to learn how to use that speed when he has the puck. He protects it well. He's always trying to get better in his D zone, and it's just a work in progress as far as that's concerned.
Jerry Fleming, head coach of the OKC Barons, joins us. We saw Brandon Davidson very briefly in Edmonton, and I mean, he told me the thing wasn't the speed that really impacted him. It was just how strong every player was in the NHL. You know, he's that steady guy who's likely going to be a third-pairing, penalty-killing guy. Jerry, what do you work on then with a guy like Brandon Davidson so maybe next season, you know, he's here for a little bit longer?
Well, just his consistency in his breakup passes, being on tape, first pass is so key at every level, and he does it well. He just needs to do it more consistently. I think his physical play, he sees the ice really well. He jumps in at right times. He's got a underestimated shot and underestimated offensive kind of value. He gets some good looks at the net, but he's been a workhorse for us. He plays big minutes. He's a leader. He goes out and competes. He brings other guys and makes other guys around him better. So I'd like to see him get an opportunity, and I think eventually he will get an opportunity. He's played well enough to earn that chance.
Excluding Brad Hunt, of your young defensemen, who has the best offensive upside?
I'd have to say Jordan right now.
Osterley?
Osterley, sorry. Yeah, I think Jordan sees the ice really well, and he has the ability to make plays. He breaks the puck out, he joins the rush well, and he's got a very accurate shot. So offensively, but not only offensively, but I think defensively, he's played well for us. He's played well at both ends of the ice. His gap control at times might be a little bit off, you know, taking certain angles, but that comes with experience and time. But he's definitely been one of our more consistent guys throughout the season.
He's 22 years of age, comes out of college, you know, maybe a little bit older than, well, obviously older than the young defenseman coming out of the CHL, Jerry. Do you notice that, and does that give him a leg up? Is this a guy who you think maybe another year of seasoning could be seriously challenging for an NHL spot?
Well, I think that he may get some games this year. That remains to be seen, obviously. But I think next year will be a big training camp for him. And if he puts on a little more size and a little more muscle, which he will. All guys, you know, take a little time for their bodies to mature and learn how to train and what they need to work on. But he's at a point right now where he's might have played 50 games last year in an entire season. So yeah. A lot of college guys, I know they have the advantage of, you know, maybe being a little bit older, but junior guys have played more. They're more prepared for the grind in an NHL and American Hockey League season. So it may take them a little more time to just get used to that grind. But I think he's given himself a chance. And like I said, he's been one of our more consistent guys.
Jerry, always great to catch up with you. Continued success. Enjoy the games this coming weekend as you're taking on Abbotsford.
Thanks, Jason. Always a pleasure.